The Angriest Dog in the World. The Angriest Dog in the World strip came about when I was working on Eraserhead. I drew a little dog and it looked angry, and I started looking at it and thinking about it, and I wondered why it was angry. And then I did a 4-block strip with the dog never moving. 3 panels were set in the day and 1 was at night, so there's a passage of time, but the dog never moves. And it struck me that it's the environment that's causing this anger. It's what's going on in the environment. He hears things coming from the house, or something happens on the other side of the fence, or some kind of weather condition. It finally boiled down more to what he hears from inside the house, and that seemed like an interesting concept, that it would be just balloons of dialogue from within the house with the dog outside, and what was said in the balloons might conjure a laugh. The LA Weekly wanted to publish it, so they published it for 9 years. After a couple of years, it was in the Baltimore Sun as well. Every Monday, I had to come up with what to say. Then I would phone it in. I wouldn't always do the lettering, and sometimes I didn't like the way the lettering looked, so toward the end, I did some of the lettering again. The editor who had taken on the cartoon went off to another paper partway through the run, and I had different editors. Toward the end of the 9 years, the same editor who had taken it on came back to the paper, and he asked me not to do it anymore. It had run its course.